You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
So we can go to the hotline and welcome to the show, David Constable from Billion. Sir, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Let me just tell you that we're excited to have you on because we're all fans of Billions, but I happened to be floating through the hallway during the last break and ran into Soul Brother Kevin, who does the night show here, and he's wearing his Axe Capital shirt and came in early because he thought you were going to be in studio today.
Where's
appointment for him?
However, I told him come on down and let's talk to him because I'm a latecomer. I'm not even caught up yet, but I'm a huge fan of the show.
Things coming to you. I'll tell you right now.
You know what though? That
better and better.
That's what everybody says. That's a good thing about this show is like when you think, okay, well he got away with it this time. They're not going to be able to get something again, and they keep finding different angles to make the show interesting. Got to be a great for you because you've bounced around like to the best shows.
It's very, very. I'm a very lucky actor. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't know. You look around at the talent in that room in Billions, and you see that luck has little to do with it. Unless you're Dan Soder, that's completely luck right there.
Yeah.
Come on, don't be trashing Dan Soder. Who doesn't love Dan Soder? You may be the only person in Florida that doesn't love Dan Soder.
I love Dan Soder. He's the absolute. I'm so happy for his success that they haven't found a way to kill him. But why? Why is?
There's a spoiler. I'll give you a spoiler. He does not die at the end of this season.
He did tell me, though. I ran into him in New York last year, and he was like, I go, hey, how's the show going? He goes, it's good. I just found out what my first name is, and he wouldn't tell me what it was.
I'm not going to tell you that.
No.
You've got to have him on the show after it's revealed what his first name is.
The only thing I told him, though, is I don't understand why. If you're a guy who's supposed to be successful and has so much money, they give him the worst shirts to wear. He's getting Chess King shirts from '97 instead of like what a rich guy would wear.
Well, you're gonna have to have the costume designer on too. He'll explain it.
The show airs Sunday nights at 10 o'clock on Showtime, and
and next week we move to 9.
Oh, that's even better.
Good, that's better for people who have to do mornings. I can tell you that. What happened? I mean, not what happens, but you want to talk about being a great actor. I thought Gale was one of the best characters on. Like, I actually felt bad when Gale died on Breaking Bad.
He got it.
I felt bad when Gale died, too, because then I needed to go find another job.
How far ahead do you get the heads up that you're out?
They had told me that Vince came to me about the third episode that I had done, and he was like, look, I got to tell you, we're going to have to kill you by the end of the year. And I was like, drugs don't pay. Making meth does not pay. Let's just say that right now.
Hey, you know, that character Gale made great coffee on the show. They actually sell that coffee maker on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. It was a big press machine. Yeah.
No, it's like how it was on the show.
Made. I got you.
Uh-huh, yeah. With the coils.
Nice.
Are you amazed at that? The nerd following that show has?
It definitely, you know, because when we started that, when I was on that show, nobody watched that show in the beginning. It had very little viewership, and it was very sort of culty following. And then at the fourth and sort of fifth season of the show, it just exploded. And I think now that you can still, people can catch up, and people are, you know, who are late to the game, I've watched it. I get stopped.
Well,
with people excited to see Gale.
And then for you to go from nice guy Gale to Wags on this show, it shows what a diverse actor you are. But I'm the same thing with Billions is where the problem is, and you probably agree. Well, maybe not as an actor because you love it, but it's too many goddamn shows. I can't too many plays to watch them. I gotta catch up on everything.
I mean, I'm very happy that there are too many shows. That's very good because that will keep us employed, which is very nice.
And
we're gonna lose sleep, unfortunately.
These cable shows, they pay good. Like when you were on Breaking Bad before it was a really big show, was it paying good? Was that like a great gig for you to have?
Yeah, you'd have to call AMC with that one.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
they have a very tricky and clever business model. Let me just say that.
Wouldn't it be great if you would have got in there and said, "I'm, you know what? I'm just going to take I'll take a scale pay, but I'm going to take something on the DVDs or on the on demand money." That would have been
coulda, shoulda, brother. Yeah. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Or even the spinoff of Gale. You know, you have Better Call Saul. Why not Coffee with Gale or something?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Prequels.
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing I'm super excited about is David's going to be playing Doc McGee in The Dirt, which there is, that's awesome. Are you a Motley Crue fan? Were you excited whenever you got this gig? Did you know Doc McGee?
You know, we just finished the, I had not heard of Doc McGee or met, you know, and talked to him or even read the book before we started the movie. And it was a fascinating and eye-opening thing. Unfortunately, we met a bunch of the people, guys from the band, and Tom Zutaut, who was their A&R guy, but unfortunately Doc didn't get to the shoot, which was too bad, and we just finished about 10 days ago, so it'll come out in about a year, I think.
That's going to be great.
You're a Crue fan?
Oh, yeah.
You got to watch that one.
I know Doc a little. You want to give me a little of your Doc? I'll judge it for you.
No, you can judge me later, brother.
David Costable, check him out. You love all my boys are hitting me up when I put it on Instagram. They're like, "Yeah, Wag's coming in tomorrow." People love this. Love Billions is like the cool kid show to watch now.
I love it.
All right, well, wish 10 o'clock on Sundays, 9 o'clock, and moving to 9 o'clock, and we find out Dan Soder has a first name. All coming up. Great to talk to you, my man.
Great talking to you guys.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.